ready to rap, you ready to talk. Don't run your mouth. Welcome back, motherfuckers. Holiday season is upon us. It's a beautiful time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. I don't know the rest, so I'm not going to sing for you. It's been a beautiful, beautiful week. No cold. Well, it's cold, but I'm not sick. I'm sick of it. The cold, anyway. The snow, it melted. Two back-to-back 49, 47-degree days. Got rid of that fucking snow. Goodbye to you. I don't sled or snowmobile. I don't or ski or snowboard. I don't do the surfing in the cold stuff. If you do, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the hot cocos. Enjoy the wakey bakeys on the mountain. But I'm not sitting in line. I'm not hanging 50, 100 feet from the edge of the cliffs. Good luck with that. Happy holidays to you and yours. The Be Cool Podcast is back at it again. I'm loving it. I hope y'all are having a great, great winter. If it's nice where you are, sunshines, palm trees, you know, bikinis, apple bottoms. I hope everything's going great. Hope you're making money. Hope you're changing the world. And if you're not, start doing it. Or help others trying to do the same. We're going to start it off with this weekend. I had a great weekend. Friday night out in Williamstown, way out in the country, celebrating my girl's birthday. Katie, happy birthday again. It was a great time. Good to be out there with the husband, the family out there. Little garage party. A lot of flannel. I wasn't wearing it. You know me, man. Come on now. Forgot my RG paving hoodie out there. Hopefully we'll get that around Christmas time back for the Christmas Eve party at the compound. A lot of good tidings. Then we came back into town for a little celebration out in Jericho. I think they consider, I think they consider that Essex actually. Skunk Hollow area. Here comes the garbage trucks. Thursday specials coming in. Goddamn garbage trucks fucking up my audios. But that's all right. What are you going to do? You know what? I'm going to blow my nose because I feel the nasal getting in there. Still got remnants, you know. You got to get rid of this nonsense. Listen, I'm not pausing my leakage from my body for anybody, okay? So, came back into town, little party, some good food. Got to take two huge trays of food back. Some pulled pork will be, I put that in the freezer so we can save that for later for the people, you know, the holiday sessions, maybe some Yankee swaps or whatever. I got a lot of chili. It's in the freezer. Everything's good. I got the dogs ready to go. So we're going to do chili dogs and pulled pork sandwiches. I got everything, all the good tidings for everybody. You see me around the holiday season. It's on and popping. Pop and lock. So good birthday celebration. Then Sunday we're at the compound. Another celebration. All night watching football. Watching my Buffalo Bills lose. Heartbreaker. Almost beat them. What are you going to do though? Tough team. Tough team. Almost came back. Almost had the comeback of a lifetime. Celtics had a... had some good wins, tough loss last night. Gordon Hayward, another hit in the face. Hopefully he doesn't have a broken nose. We'll find out tonight. We're playing the Philadelphia 76ers. Should be a good game. Can't wait to watch that one. Going to drink some Modelo's. And then tomorrow night, let me tell you, tomorrow night, that's when I pick up the 1942 Don Julio engraved bottle. The birthday gift that hasn't been in my hand since I saw it. So I'm going to get that tomorrow night, have a nice little dinner. One of the last dinners probably out in Hinesburg. A little special with Courtney and Uncle Phil. And then they move. And then I got to do the movie. So a lot of things going on. A lot of great things. Everyone's doing great. Shout out to the 2K League. Finally done. Combine's finally over. Monday. Finally get home and rested Sunday night. Monday, I'm relaxing until noon. And then this past Monday, from noon to midnight, I had to play 12 games just to get my 40 in to be qualified, even to be considered to be in the 2K League draft, the esports draft. Now, let me break this down for you. A lot of people are a little confused here. So what happened here in early November was they had 2K. So the 2K League is an esports organization. So every NBA, not every NBA team, I'd say 75% of the NBA teams have an esports team, which is comprised of six esports players. So you got a center, point guard, small forward, power forward, and a shooting guard. Plus you have a backup guy. So if someone, you know, something happens where they're unable to attend something because of a funeral or someone's sick or something, blah, 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 that person will step in. But if they don't step in, if they have all their original five, that sixth person is the coach. That's who, you know, these are professional, they're called pros, 2K pros, okay? Now, the reason they are made pros is because 3 years ago, they had the initial NBA 2K combine within this window. So you had to win 100, I think you had to win play 100 games and win 50% of them. Or win 100 games. It could have been, I think it was win 100 games, and you had to win, actually, I don't think there was a winning percentage back then. Last year, there was the winning percentage. This year, you had to play 50 games, you had to win 50 games, and have a 50% winning percentage, but you only had a 2-week period, okay? So you're kind of limited. This was in a regular rec league, or you could win in the pro-am. If you already had a team, you play 5-on-5, and that's how that works, okay? So you had to get to 50 wins, 50% winning percentage. Me, I had the 50 wins, 69% winning percentage, real sexy. So when the 2K combine was about to start, I had a different menu when I loaded in my game because I had the 2K League option on my main menu. Most people wouldn't have that because they didn't qualify for the combine. So in the combine, you're only able to pick five different positions to play, but you have to play 40 games in a single position to qualify. You can't just play 10, 10, 10, 10, whatever. You have to play 40 as a center, point guard, or blah, blah, blah. But then you could continue and play different positions if you wanted to, but you had to play 40 in one position to qualify. Now, the other thing was, in those positions, they only had six different archetypes of that player that you could use. So you had glass. So for me, I play a center. They'd have a glass cleaning lockdown. Then you'd have a glass cleaning lockdown that was a smaller size but better defense and blah, blah, blah. So they spread it out, but they are limiting you to not, so you're not having those cheese builds. Only the point guards are able to have those. And I'm not going to get into it because it's a bore. I was angry, mad. It wasn't even entertaining, okay? The 2K League Combine is not even entertaining because people, I don't know if you know this, but I'm going to explain it to you. These are the most greediest rat bastards you could ever come across. It's just like, just understand, people want to get to the draft, okay? So they're gonna inflate their stats. They want to have 40 points a game, so they're not going to pass the ball to certain people, but they will pass the ball to the center. So thus, that's why I played center this year, because I want to be in the 2K League. I want to show that the old man can still do it, and I know I can do it. So I averaged, 13.5 points, 14 rebounds, 2 or 3 assists, shot 60%, 65% from the field, steal, a block a game, blah, 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 blah. Okay. The problem is not every game, and, you know, I'd have games 20 points, 20 rebounds, 30 points, 20 rebounds, but then you get games where you don't get the ball because they only pass to certain people. The problem is if you're a small forward or a power forward, there's no place for you because everyone just plays a 5-out, and a 5-out is where an offense is just on the 3-point line and no one passes the ball to anybody because there's no movement. No one sets screens, off ball screens. If you watch basketball in the NBA, you see there's a lot of movement. People are not just standing in the corners, People are actually making moves. Unless you're the Houston Rockets, people are actually doing back cuts, down screens, off-ball hedges. You know, everything's happening, okay? If you're a basketball junkie, I am. So I'm going to talk about this once in a while. So I'm just happy the 2K League is finally done. I mean, the Combine's finally done. So we'll hear in a few weeks who the top 200 were, and then they'll cut that down to 100, and then those 100 people will get drafted into the league. And those people, you get like $35,000 a year. You're living in a house that each team has bought. You play games in New York City. They fly you out to New York City from those houses. And you're a 2K pro. You know, you do 2K pro things. You know, you go to hospitals, you shake hands, you blah, 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 everything. If you watch any of it, you can watch it on Twitch. You can see highlights on YouTube. It's the worst fucking basketball you could ever see because it's stupid. It's just dumb. And I want to get into it. I want to get in it because I want to change what these people are seeing on TV. I mean, while they're viewing the 2K League, these games, these 5-on-5 games. With these nerdy-ass gamers and tough guy gamers, okay? Because you just imagine, you dunk the ball on a guy, but you know, and some guy's jumping up. Because when you're playing in the 2K League, you guys, they're right across a circle from each other. So you imagine if you ever seen Family Feud's perfect example. So imagine it's like Family Feud, but you have a screen in front of you, your headset, and a nice E-Force chair or whatever the fuck, okay? So you're wearing something silly like that. But, so you can see when the reaction that people have. So someone hits a shot on somebody, they stand up and talk shit. And there was a fight once, but I mean, what are these guys going to do? It's not like they're boxers or anything. All they're doing is slapping sticks all day. Slapping the sticks are the controllers. Just let's get that away. I'm going to give the lingo. I'm going to, you know, enlighten you a little bit what I'm saying. Button mashers. And you know what a button masher is. Bunch of rats. So anyway, the game is boring to watch if you're watching it from home or whatever. I want to change that because no one wants to watch five guys just stand and see a pick and roll without any kind of movement. It's just bad basketball. I mean, I guess it's effective for what they're trying to do, as in trying to get a win or blah, blah, blah. But it's not entertaining because it doesn't resemble real basketball. Nobody just stands there and waits without any movement. There's absolutely no movement. So thus, that's where I'm trying to get in it, trying to change the entertainment value. And these people need a good kick in the ass because it's garbage. 2K needs a kick in the ass. They're garbage. Patch 9 just came out. Can't wait to see what that's done. It's downloading right now. So you can hear the frustration, but I'm finally done with that. I don't have to worry about any more windows being open. I just have to wait and see that I don't make the list and I don't get drafted. You know, keep my fingers crossed, but who knows what people were doing this year to scam like the average 20 and 20. I can see how it's possible because you could, if you wanted to, try every time to match up with a point guard while you were searching for a game if you were a center. It would be tough, but I guess you could do it. Other power forward, point guard would probably be the easiest one to do because those are the two last positions people picked because defending a point guard, it was completely ridiculous. You couldn't do it because you set a screen and you can't defend the screen because you just leave something open and people don't know how to play defense. Blah, blah, blah. I'm done talking about the 2K League. Let's talk about Nick Cannon versus Eminem. This is one of the stories today. I'm not going to get into the impeachment stuff. If you want to get into that, watch Fox News and CNN. You'll get two different sides to the story. Nick Cannon versus Eminem. I don't know who started this week, but Nick Cannon comes out with two videos with a bunch of battle rappers from the URL, Smack Battle League. Charlie Clips was in there, Hitman Holla, couple other jabronis, A-Verb or whatever the fuck. And these guys are doing diss songs to Eminem. I don't know, I don't think Eminem said anything, but then he responded. Eminem did a couple tweets. He hasn't put a song out, but Nick Cannon came out, and this some of the worst lyrics you could ever hear. I don't know what's going on. It might be Eminem might be in cahoots right now with Nick Cannon. I'm trying to get these battlers some more pub because they got some big battles coming up. And I don't know if, because Eminem's a big battle fan. He loves the battle rap scene. He did this Total Slaughter thing a few years ago, which had Hollow versus Joe Budden. They had the TV show, Slaughterhouse, the group. Joe Budden, Royce the 5'9", Joel Ortiz, and Crooked Eye. My man Crooked. People are hollering at him now. These little battle rappers are hollering at Crooked. They don't know if they want that smoke, man. I don't know if they want that smoke. But it's entertaining to say the least. Nick Cannon, I mean, come on, man. It's all about selling. It's all about selling, man. It's all that it is. It's all publicity. He don't want that smoke. Eminem, I know it's a gimmick. Guaranteed gimmick. Actually, Obi Trice came out with a little track, probably less than 16 bars, talking about Nick Cannon don't want that beef. But 50 Cent's in it, you know, he's tweeting it out. It's entertaining to watch. If you're on Twitter at Reese45MC, Instagram at Reese45MC, make sure you get a hold of me. Let me know what's going on. Remember, this is the Be Cool Podcast, and you know, we're talking about what it is. What's good? What's bad? I don't want to talk about the impeachments. So the Democrats went through and, you know, they laid the articles of impeachment down. So now they're having the hearings. And the best thing is watching this, man. It's so comedy. So funny. It's comedy gold. Comedic gold. Because, I mean, they come out with this IG report, Inspector General's report, about the Russia probe and what the FBI, you know, failed to do in some instances. But then the two different sides take it and they just make their own facts out of this report without just having this in the Inspector General tell the truth. Like, why are these crooked motherfuckers out here talking instead of just asking the guy who did the report what happened? So Fox News spreads out their bullshit. CNN spreads their bullshit out. So everyone gets divided. And that's how America gets kept the way they want it. As long as we're fighting amongst each other, we're not fighting against the things we need to. And that leads into what? Another shooting. More shootings. That's all we get. It's shooting after shooting now. New Jersey City, you know, blessings to the families, the victims of another horrible, horrible crime. And, you know, we can't do anything more to get out of this situation. I don't know. I don't know what to fix. I don't know what we can do. To me, it's impossible. We let it go for too long. And this is what we're laid with. This is our plate in the buffet. This is all we're given every day. So, you know, if you don't stop a cut before it gets infected, I can't help you. No one can help you. You're going to have an amputation. You know, you got to cauterize that wound and move on, Rambo style. The heater's kicking in. Got a big Celtics game tonight. I can't wait for that. Going to drink some Modelo. I'm sitting here hungry. I haven't eaten yet. Haven't eaten a bite of food yet. I got a little treat cooking, little chili dogs for today. Just a little afternoon snack. And, you know, we're sitting here wondering. A little bit of snow on the ground, a little dusting. The wind's been blowing 50 miles an hour gusts. And I'm sitting here thinking about Christmas. You know, and being with family, celebrating with the ones you love. Seeing the lights, all the little blow-up Grinches, snowmen, Santas, the little elves, reindeer. And I think about all the great times that I've spent throughout my 40 years on Earth in different sections, New York City for Thanksgiving, and the Smith Projects with Terrell, being called a police officer, wearing my Machiavelli jacket, smoking blunts on the corner next to the bodegas, buying Lucy's for 25 cents a piece, big 100s. You know, just just the experiences that come with the life that I've chosen to live. You know, and not limiting my perspective on a human being or myself. You know, the most joy I get is being surrounded by groups of the people I care about and love and enjoy their company, because there's nothing better when the poking and the prodding starts and a couple drinks are in there. Because I sit back, I go sneak off, and I have smoked some of that 9.69 or that 8.4, the 7.1. Get high for a few 20 minutes and watch the debacle begin. It's a great time. I love seeing people fight. Like, it's just, I mean, people who love each other who are fighting is one of the most entertaining things I've ever seen in my life. Because some people, it's a constant. Some people can't even stop fighting. But somehow they fall asleep together, they kiss each other the next morning, or they kiss themselves 45 minutes after. I don't fight. I don't have to fight. I don't fight with anybody. If I have an issue, I immediately bring it up. I don't hold it in. I don't hoard it to myself, because that'll destroy the soul. And I was watching a few videos that I've been enjoying lately is reactions to George Carlin. There's a couple of videos. I can't remember who they are. I'll put the link in the next podcast so you can see who I'm talking about. But there's little skits of George Carlin from back in the day. Some of my favorites are like religions bullshit and not the seven dirty words one. Little funny sayings he says. And he talks about, you know, the good and the bad in people. So, you know, we can't always just talk about the bad, because that's the easy thing. And little Duval was just on Joe Rogan talking about, you know, life is the sanctity of life. You know, somehow life is sacred. Who says so? Only living people care about it. It's a man-made bullshit story. Self-serving, man-made bullshit story. It's one of those things we tell ourselves to be noble. Life is sacred. Makes you feel noble. But let me tell you this. If everyone that was dead was alive, and everyone that's alive is going to die, where's the sacred part come in? I'm having troubles with that. That's the George Carlin bit. So we can't just think about the bad all the time. We got to praise the good that we all enjoy throughout our lifetime. It might not be every day, but there is good in everything. And there is good in the bad, the negative. If you can't find the positive in the negative, your line of sight is off. You got to go to Lens Crafters and get it fixed. You got to get those Ray-Bans. Everyone's got a pair of fucking Ray-Bans out here. But they can't see straight. You know? We got to look past the woods here and see this other side of the mountain. Brokeback Mountain, if you want. Or, you know, a little DiCaprio style. Get chased by a grizzly. Kill that with your bare hands. See who survives. He didn't really survive at the end, but, you know, the path of life is death, so I can't do anything about that. You gotta embrace it all. The yin and the yang, I think that's what they say. That's the old proverb. Those are just enlightened people. Yeah, yin and yang, I mean, that's the most common denominator in the world, right? You got bad, you got evil. Little Eminem, Royce the 5'9" style. Good meets evil. Bad meets good. We got to choose what kind of path we want to take here. You know, this goes into these shootings and stuff. And this impeachment stuff. Everyone's at each other's throats. And for what? What is the ultimate goal of what we're doing here? Are we going to fight over which guns are legal? Are bullets legal? Who owns a gun? Who should own a gun? Nah. We got to come up with a plan here. Are we going to pinch this president? What happens if he does get impeached? He's going to go to the Senate next, and those are run by the Republicans, and what's going to happen there? Are they just going to make a mockery of the system? Because they didn't have any problem impeaching Bill Clinton for getting a, you know, he was just playing around with a little cigar with a lady. It's not like she didn't want it. Come on now. I mean, maybe he was abusing his power. Maybe he did it a few other times, and maybe he was dealing with that Epstein guy. I don't know the whole story, but I mean, I don't trust any of it. It's not like I voted for the guy. I was too young to vote for the guy. I don't praise his name. You don't hear me saying, "Oh, Bill Clinton, what a great man." Al Gore, on the other hand, bringing light to the despicable acts of human beings of just destroying the earth. What do we care though? Because you don't care about the earth 50 years from now if you're 50 years old, because you're going to be dead. You motherfuckers don't care about all the plastic. Everywhere I look, there's plastic. Everywhere I look, there's oil and gasoline. There's blood being spilt. There's dolphins being slashed. The people just don't want to take any responsibility. Because when you take responsibility, then the results are reflected upon you. You know, recycling is a joke, man. A lot of places don't even recycle. What's the point of recycling if people aren't recycling? You know, I heard that the things that they say are recyclable, they just throw in the trash anyway. I'm talking about the recycling places. You know, I don't know how I get on these tangents. I mean, I didn't do wakey bakey today. Haven't had any Hennessy. Already done my coffee. I'm starving. Maybe I'm starving. This is what's causing it. I'm just trying to breathe easy, man. Just trying to breathe easy. I do like the snow being gone. I do like seeing the grass all crinkled and disheveled. But I'm praying for Sunday night, the Buffalo Bills versus the Steelers. I can't wait for that one. Need this win, Buffalo. I can't believe we're sitting here in the wild card area, like trying to get a little break here. Speaking of break, here is a word from our sponsor. This episode has been brought to you by Gorillaz Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, facebook.com/Gorillaz Garage, custom auto and collision repairs. Get everything from interior, exterior, quarter panels, rear bumpers, front bumper. Get it all done at Gorillaz Garage. Great prices, great people. Gorillaz Garage, GORILLAZ Garage, South Burlington, Vermont. Contact them for all your auto needs. All right. Thank you for that. Well, I mean, I did it. So, you know, appreciate it. Again, yes, I know I haven't had the interview yet. I got to get this interview in. These motherfuckers are ducking me. They're not even messaging me. They don't know what's going on. We got to get it done because the podcast deserves it. They deserve it. And I'm talking about the boss. And I'm talking about Lebanese Drake. Heard some news about Lebanese Drake? Good news? That's what he's saying? Don't have 100% confirmation on that, so we're not going to just drop that news just yet. But we'll get to that during our interview, probably. And we got to get that done this week. I don't know when. Friday, I'm gone. I got the dinner. A little gift giving. And who knows what's going on for the weekend. So, you know, we sit here. Or I sit here. Maybe you're sitting too. Maybe you're driving. You know, listen to your favorite songs. Just switch on a little Be Cool podcast. Be cool, motherfuckers. Be cool. You know, you're on your way Christmas shopping. Maybe you're with the family going out for a nice dinner. Hopefully, the children are a little older and they can handle some of the content that we drop out here. I mean, the middle episodes, well, I shouldn't say middle because, you know, if you're catching up, or maybe if you're catching up and maybe we already did 50 episodes. So right around when I was doing the debauchery, acquisitions, talking about the Lebanon stories, the rap stories, the career of a once great artist. You know, I don't get caught up in the music anymore. I mean, I have a ton of music. It's all hidden away. The music I like to listen to, it's on my Spotify. I can hear it anytime. And I can't get into that place anymore. The thing I'm chasing every day, every minute of my day, is information. I'm always multitasking. If I'm gaming, if I'm doing some gaming, I'm multitasking. I'm listening to podcasts. I'm watching, just catching up on my shows. Watching movies. I'm doing everything. Anything to gain more information, I'm watching. You know, there's a great YouTuber. The best thing, I tell you about this information, but I can't ever repeat these motherfuckers. But the thing is, I don't watch it. I only watch it for the interview. The interviewer, which he does a great job. He allows the guests to talk. But this guy interviews like some mob guys. Some hitmen. John Alight. What was this guy? Albanian. Worked for Gotti Sr. Was friends with Gotti Jr. This guy's still alive. And he's got a few books out. He does his own podcast. He talks to a bunch of other people. And he talks about how, you know, people talk shit to him, but he's one of the real gangsters, blah, blah, blah. He really did the things. He did the bats, the knives. He was a real paint man. He did the paintings, you know, painted people's walls up. But he interviews tons of people. He's done Kobe Bryant. He's a businessman. I think he was an investor to start with. He's got some money now. He sits back and he interviews some top minds all over the world from every genre. I'll put that in the linkage next week also. But I'm always listening, always trying to get more information than what was provided to me as a child. See, what education, you know, people have been talking about education for a long, long time, how it's deteriorated. Obviously, the numbers in the United States are dwindling compared to other countries of where we rank math, English, blah, 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 yeah, all that. Science, the arts. You know, we only, like last week when I played that little newsroom clip for you, it was what we lead the world in. Is incarcerated people per capita, and believe angels are real. You know, this is how much we spend on our military. And the educational, I had a great education as a kid. I went to South Burlington High School, great education, but I chose not to get the education that I deserved from that school. Because I repeat this all the time. I didn't study. I didn't care. I finished with a 2.5 or whatever the fuck. And that's what it was. That's what it was. I didn't have the yearning of information gathering that I do at this point, or even 10 years ago when I was very deep in making music. That I did as a child. I mean, many things, you know, you're growing, you know, different people have different interests. You know, mine was, I loved basketball. My whole thing was I just wanted to hang out with my friends. I wanted to play basketball. I wasn't drinking, did a little smoking that tweed back, you know, probably junior year, all the way through senior year. But that wasn't like every day. I wasn't sitting there getting high. I didn't get high before school. I never got high going to work. I never did any of that kind of stuff. Okay. All that shit is, you know, that's all recreation. Because to me, you're just wasting it if you're doing it then. That's always been my mindset. If you're not doing it while you're enjoying life, being able to breathe and no. I don't get paranoid. I go shopping. I don't give a fuck, you know. None of that. I go out in public. I love having Mary Jane inside of my system. But the thing is, as a kid, I don't know what it was. I don't know what the turning point was that made me yearn for the type of information that I'm, the type of information that I am out there hunting down. You know, I was interested in some serial killer stuff in high school because there was, you know, my parents grew up in the 60s. So I had, you know, they'd always watch on TV, they'd watch some JFK stuff. They'd watch, you know, Charles Manson was on there. And I remember on Lifetime, there was a movie, a John Wayne Gacy movie back in the day, probably in the early 90s, late 80s. Great movie, too. It was like a two-parter, so I had to wait another week to watch it. But back then, Lifetime was good. It wasn't all these shitty-ass actors and actors and storylines and plots. It was a really good show. I think Brian Dennehy played John Wayne Gacy then. It was just, you saw, without all the graphic stuff, it was a story about what he did and how they use psychics to try to find, you know, the bodies and how they found the bodies in his crawl space and all that. So that there was a little interest there, but not to where it is now, where I listen to true crime podcast, the True Crime Garage, where they just go into, you know, just unbelievable detail about these horrific crimes. And, you know, that you got Mindhunters on Netflix and just a plethora of documentaries throughout the years that I've watched. And it's just a, to me, listening to that kind of podcast while I'm, you know, doing other things is, I think it's just the way they describe these things, because it's information that, well, I'm not even stuttering, I'm just trying to think of the word on the fly. It's an aspect of a profession that I'm not well aware of. And the terminology of how certain, I mean, the difference between a state police, a local police, then you have coroners who are, you know, they have different guidelines in different counties. It's not even a structure that's based throughout, and it's like a federal coroners association. So state to state, anything could change. County to county, it could change. So, if you know, learning those things throughout my life, learn about those throughout my path of getting to where I am doing a podcast is all those descriptions, minus the crime, the true crime stuff. Going into like Drink Champs, listening to entrepreneurs, listening to all the biggest names in hip hop talk about the same kind of beginnings that I had, being an artist, of starting off small. You know, you get to know other people, you link up, and blah blah blah. All of a sudden, you're in the studio with Dr. Dre. You know, things happen, or you're in the studio with Pharrell, or you're in the studio with Timbaland. All these things take you on a path that eventually lead to a place that hopefully that you're trying to get to, but ultimately that you can survive off of and actually allow you to prosper in life. Now, not all this information is going to be useful, and who knows when it could be useful, because we all don't know when the checkout date is, where our expiration date could be sooner than we expect. You know, sometimes meat goes bad before the 11th, you know. Some government cheese lasts for a long, long, long time. But that's a different story for, you know, we can talk about Tyson and McDonald's some other day. But where we sit now is, I think the more that we strive to enlighten ourselves, the more that we have that compassion and that empathy that we need for other people, because not everyone may be on your level, and that may not be a fault of theirs. everything flows to the whim of the great magnet, as some would say, like a Hunter S. Thompson. You know, the plight of others has to, at some point, be told. And not everyone has that author to write that story. There's too many instances where we point our fingers, we have our opinions, we judge without the proper information being handed to us. You know, when people get exonerated for a crime that they were convicted of 40 years prior, there's no justice to resolve that issue for that person that was wrongfully convicted. They've lost 40 years of their life. No amount of money can change that. Those poor kids, the Central Park Five, you know, they spent their teens in jail. One of them spent a lot of their teens in Rikers Island. Or Attica. Is it Attica? I think it is Attica. While I'm saying this, I'm going to just tap this in real quick. Yes. I think it was Rikers or Attica. Maybe both of them he was at. But that's the sad part. You can't know them. And you know what the best thing is that these five men have chosen to do? Is get out there, tell their story, and also help others and promote the Innocence Project and have foundations that they use their money to do. They don't see them running around with chains and fur coats and the bullshit that you see a lot of people do when they win the mega bucks, buying yachts, buying houses. Unless, you know, nothing wrong. With an investment, you know, you want to get into real estate. That's not a bad investment, though. Like we talked about last week, you got to be careful who's running that system. If you don't have enough money to pay for the groceries, good luck getting that mortgage. So we do have to understand when we make mistakes and own up to those mistakes. Because those people can't get that time back. You can't get that time back. You know, when you're wrongfully accused and persecuted, that's our fault. That's when we as a society have to take a step back and figure out what's what. And I'm waiting for this. This is the thing I'm waiting about. I don't think I've talked about the Stephen Avery case at all. It's not going to be a true crimes podcast, but these are things that, you know, intrigue me. Like this case was very intriguing because you got two idiots who were convicted of a crime that there's fucking no evidence of them committing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the story that these prosecutors told and what they convicted these two people of, there's no evidence to back up their story. There's no blood. There's nothing. There's no blood on this bed. Like, where was this woman killed if she was killed? Where's all the blood that they're supposed to have? And there's none of it. And if they were that good, how did they clean up this crime scene so well? But why leave, like, the dumbest pieces there? That doesn't make any sense. How can you be a genius and then be an idiot? I mean, their IQs don't exist in that world. Yeah, I mean, we can just... The guy was just about to get a $32 million settlement, and then he's going to kill somebody. Doesn't make any sense. Without having any kind of... For what they say happened, committing a crime like that, there's going to be a buildup to it. You don't just happen to rape and kill a woman, chop her up, burn her body in your backyard, and stand around it like you're having a bonfire. That shit doesn't exist, okay? That just doesn't exist. You can ask anybody. Watch Mindhunters and tell me that story existed, okay? So that's the homework, okay? That's the homework. Listen to Born to Rap. The new Game album came out the 29th. Listen to that and then watch some Mindhunters, and we'll talk about that next week. We'll talk amongst ourselves about it. Where are we at here? It's the 12th of December. We're 13 days away from Christmas, less than 2 weeks. I hope you all got your shopping done. Hope you got the Christmas trees up, the real trees. If you got the fake tree, I understand. Don't spray that goddamn fake scent, though. If you got the fake tree, don't spray that nonsense. No one wants to smell that nonsense. Nonsense. You get my little pun there. A little play on words. Pretty silly at that, but I hope you all enjoy. Get the fires roasting. Enjoy the little Bailey's, Jameson cocktails. Little hot toddies if you want to. Stay away from the cold. Don't get congested. Eat your vitamin C. Have some apple pie. I'm going to have some chili dogs right now. Peace and love. Thank you again for listening to the Be Cool podcast. I am Reese 45. Mo Reese. Blessings to yours. I will talk to you next week. And I think we're going to do a nice podcast for you next week. Nice and early, too. I got to do it too, Monday or Tuesday. I'd probably be at Monday. It'd be a quick turnaround. Because after Christmas rolls around, after Christmas, I'm gone. I'm off and off. You know, not until a little after January 4th am I going to be back into the relax mode. So we're going to be peppering you with a bunch of nonsense. Again, thank you. I appreciate you all. Love each other. Love one another. Be happy. Be merry. Be bright. Be cool, motherfuckers.